these reports have moral value than any kind of coercive value, because usually countries do these reports before they go to the universal peer review in the Human Rights Council in the United Nations.
In Geneva.
In Geneva. So usually this could prepare the country to open up and to try to overcome its difficulties and to try to, within a friendly atmosphere that is within the African Union, prior to its review in the Human Rights Council. So it is within the regional arrangements that are mentioned in the Charter of the United Nations that are meant to help countries improve its situation and overcome whatever difficulties that they have before they go before the international peer review. It doesn't have any other mechanism except the questioning and the answering and the visits by the Eminent Persons Committee, which is composed of 10 persons, two from each sub-region.
In your assessment, is this African peer review mechanism working?
It's very much working, and it is improving. And if you see the reports and the questions that are coming up, it's very sharp questions and very pointy questions, and the country has to work on the aspects of the deficiency and has to come up in the next year with the follow-up report on those aspects. I think it is working.
And it covers all aspects of society?
All aspects of society, and it covers all issues. It talks about corruption, it talks about involvement of the civil society, regional integration. It talks about many, many aspects that you want to hear and you want to know about governance in Africa.
Does the UN play any role in this?
No, we are considered as a partner, but we do not play any role in the evaluation because this is an inter-African mechanism. But we can provide advice and we can provide support if needed for improvement of one aspect or another in the intermediate period between the initial report and the answering report. If there is anything that the United Nations can support, usually we do that.
NAPED, the new Partnership for African Development, is marking a significant anniversary too.
Yes.
Now, how has this partnership fit into the broader picture of efforts for sustainable development in Africa?
NAPED is a blueprint for development in the African Union that was launched in 2001. And my office, the Office of the Special Advisor on Africa, was established to support the implementation of this blueprint of the African Union, which is NAPED. It covers six major areas: agriculture and food security, climate change and natural resources management, regional integration and infrastructure, human development, economic and corporate governance, and the cross-cutting issues, youth, women, ICT, and the capacity building. It has a lot of projects, and those projects are being implemented with African resources and with some support from the outside donors.
Now, your office as well is marking an anniversary.
Yeah.
There are many actors within and outside the UN system working on African development and governance. You have a very wide-ranging and high-ranking position in that effort. What have your efforts focused on?
Our efforts are focused on three main aspects. First is to support NAPED and to support the African group here in New York in their efforts to maximize the benefits in the United Nations for development in Africa. The second is to support the General Assembly, ECOSOC, and major United Nations conferences related to African issues to incorporate the NAPED priorities into the United Nations documents so that as much as possible the international community support the NAPED priority. The third is the coordination of the United Nations system in dealing with Africa. I head the Interdepartmental Task Force on Africa, which is comprised of all departments of the United Nations that are dealing with the African issues, and we are playing this coordinating role in this capacity. And because, as you know, every department in the United Nations have an Africa section.
Right.
So if we don't act, this is within the Secretary General's view of delivering as one, that we have to be united and we have to get coordinated. And that is also the third pillar that we are working on.
Are there some challenges that you face in these efforts?
Of course there are challenges because, for instance, we don't have any operational offices in the field. So those who have operational offices in the field have much more information than we have and have much more capability to move faster than we can move. But we always stress the point that there has to be complementarity between efforts at the headquarters and the efforts at the field. Coordination between us here in the United Nations and coordination between actors in the field. The African Union, the Economic Commission for Africa, the African Development Bank should get hooked up with the United Nations system in its entirety, not only through us, with everybody, but we have to be coordinated. We have to support each other in delivering our mandate.